KC2 and GM. Are we putting the band back together again?
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2 and GM, are we getting the band back together today?
Well, I had to turn the volume up there. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I simply asked, are we getting the band back together?
That is a great question. I forget when Brad was due back. I thought it was Monday, but maybe that would have been a short trip. Maybe it's next Monday. I don't know. Maybe it's Wednesday. I guess in his retirement state, he can come and go if he pleases. So we'll just be surprised when he gets back on the air again. And I didn't hear from Ross this morning, so hopefully he's back in today.
Okay. It seems Ross has a new person in their room. Did they hire someone new for the room?
Yes, I believe this person came from the training cell fairly recently. I see this girl is always hanging out with some other guy that also started recently, so I don't know if they came together as a team or one started right after the other, but seems like they're always in tow and eating lunch together. That's about all I know. I don't know any names, where they're from, what their experience is, unless Ross is on and can fill in those details.
We are a bunch of stalkers, aren't we? I know where have you been, where are you going, what did you do before, married, kids. But yeah, the guy with the beard, he always seems to be in tow. I think her picture is up on the wall, or the monitor is going, I think she's like whatever last month's hires were.
I guess it's just situational awareness, right? You want to know what is happening in our environments, what's changed, what do we need to be aware of, what can we disregard, and yeah, that's all coming into play. It's all about our safety, right?
Safety is the new stalking. That's kind of funny. So it was Ross.
Hopefully Ross didn't have to take off another day today. I know everyone wasn't feeling well.
Any idea what he was
going to take off yesterday. I mean, when it's family, it all makes sense. That's what you save the PTO for. But hopefully she's not so under the weather. I unfortunately have some kind of post-nasal drip going on today. I know I was working with some dusty stuff over the weekend and yesterday at work, and plus I was down in the basement, and I came up, Chris and I opened up the back panel on a rack, and it was dusty, and sniffling a little bit, and he made a comment, and I commented, oh yeah, it must be the dust, but something seems to be sticking with me today, and I've got some drip going on. Hopefully I didn't run myself down over the weekend to the point where now I'm going to have to fight something. I have got plans for this weekend. I can't have this enough.
If you turn into a zombie, we'll put you down. No worries.
Just remember, it's got to be a headshot. In fact, we had watched as part of the film festival, a movie called Frenzy Moon, which is a werewolf movie this weekend, and the werewolves were being slowed down with chest shots, and there was no talk of silver bullets, but the headshots always worked. The chest shots slowed them down, but I'm kind of thinking maybe they sometimes came back. So maybe just like the zombies, the shot to the head is what was required. So just keep that in mind if I get to that point.
When it comes to friends, I only do headshots. Jose's another one that does headshots. When we do some stuff, he concentrates on the headshots. He's kind of good at it. Default by nature, I think. I'm getting stuck. Okay. There's a bus on Broadway, and I almost had to stop the car as its lights blinking to pick up some kiddos. Anyone else in here? I even tried a dramatic pause for effect. So, where is everybody?
If you're coming up Central before you get to Blakely's, looks like they must have done some work overnight. There's a bit of a pothole there. Not a pothole, but a patch. They must have dug into the street and filled it back in. Man, that was quite an abrupt little bump in the road there.
I just passed the cemetery. I'm getting a sour milk smell in the car, and I haven't had any milk products today. Don't know if cemetery's starting to reek a little.
Oh, so you just enjoy the aroma from Good Earth. It's actually funny because there are different times of the year that you get different smells out of there. Sometimes you know that they've got, maybe some carcasses that are ground up or made its way into their mulch piles. But there's this very short window, and actually it just happened recently. And maybe it's the smell you're referring to. I didn't notice it this morning. But when you get that first bit of decay, it might be from the, I don't know, I don't even want to guess which type of tree it is, but when you start to get the breakdown, there's this, like, the sweet mash smell, and it smells really good. But then it's going to go into a decay, which is going to not smell so good, and then it'll be back to its earthy smell, and it'll be back to normal. But there's that that first bit of decay that I always appreciate.
So Good Earth is a mulch place? I've always wondered what that was.
Yeah, they're doing mulch and peat moss and topsoil, so they have different piles of recycled materials back there, turning it into compost, and maybe different levels of decomposition will give you different sellable product, and that's what I understand that they do.
Is it made of people?
I don't think intentionally. I would hope not, but I would have to imagine that the occasional four-legged animal makes its way into the compost.
That was a reference to Soylent Green being made from people.
You know, Soylent Green, I've always wanted to go back and watch that movie, but I haven't. People reference that quite a bit. And if I did, I don't remember it. It just also made me think of by the clubhouse there, the highway department used to sometimes place deer carcasses back there behind the clubhouse, and you could smell that back there. I don't know where they go these days. And why couldn't you drop them off at Good Earth? I don't see why not. Some people might have an issue with that, but it's eventually going to decompose and be a good source of nutrient.
Return it to the earth, as they say. Yeah, so I revisited Soylent Green probably a year ago, and it aged rather okay. government control and all. After all, that's what they're after.
Kind of completely unrelated, but it just had me thinking about it. Have you ever seen the movie, I want to say it's called The Stuff?
Describe the movie.
It's about a product that becomes all the rage, very, very similar to like a marshmallow fluff. And everyone is becoming addicted to it.
Can't say that I have, but there is a movie called Hot Stuff, which had Jerry, I can't remember his last name, but he was a snowman in Smokey and the Bandit, where he was a police officer, and the department opened up a fencing operation or a pawn shop, and they pretty much bought stolen goods. So that's Hot Stuff, but I don't remember The Stuff.
Oh, yeah, The Stuff is just a B-movie classic, but it's very entertaining. Lynn introduced me to it a couple of years ago, and I can't believe I had not seen it. But, yeah, it was good. Completely unrelated, but it made me think of it. Yeah. Yeah, so I think no Brad today, no... And maybe I'd have to, yeah, I guess I don't recall when he said he was going to be back. And, yeah, Ross is out. Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I am out Monday, this coming Monday. I think I might have mentioned that. So trying to get through this week without being taken down completely. And I was feeling run down throughout the weekend, and we kept running around. I wouldn't be surprised if something's trying to get me here. But see what else is going on. Ooh, we're working on a signal conditioner rack, and we might be onto something. We came upon it like at 4:25 yesterday, so I'm excited to get in today and bring up the schematics for the board that we think might be causing the problem in this assembly, and get back to it and trace it out. So that'll be my fun for the morning.
That is until your postnasal drip takes over and puts you down for the day.
Well, for me, it's kind of like a 365 condition. It's just some days it's more aggressive than others, and today's one of those days. Yeah. You can just feel it. You know, you feel it when you're a little, when something's trying to get a hold of you. You feel a little buzzy, and so that's what I've got. But I've got 6:45, so I'm really running late, and we might as well head in this PTV.
KC2, NVM,